Medication used in treating obsessive-compulsive disorder has been found effective in treating children with severe anxiety. Experts estimate as many as 3% of all 9 to 17-year-olds suffer anxiety so severe they cannot take part in routine daily activities. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the study published in this week's New England Journal of Medicine.
It's only been in the last 10 years that mental health experts have come to see anxiety as a common and critical problem for children. Studies have found anxiety runs in families and that it foreshadows major problems later in life. Child psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Pine with the National Institute of Mental Health.
Including major depression, panic disorder, social anxiety disorder, or generalized anxiety disorder. Some of these problems can be very serious, associated with suicide attempts and even completed suicide.
And Pine says if you talk to adults with chronic problems, they'll often tell you those problems started when they were kids. And that's why it's so important, he says, to develop effective treatments for children. Pine headed the study, which looked at fluvoxamine, a medication currently used to treat obsessive-compulsive disorder in children. Pine studied 128 children aged 6 to 17. Half were given a placebo and half were given the medication. All were evaluated by their doctors.
And the physicians did not know whether children were taking actual fluvoxamine or a placebo. Now, for children who were really on fluvoxamine, 76% of the time, the doctor said this treatment works.
That's more than twice the rate of symptom relief than reported for the children in the placebo group. Fluvoxamine is an antidepressant that works by increasing levels of a brain chemical called serotonin. Its brand name is Luvox. In an editorial accompanying the study, Harvard University psychiatrist Joseph Coyle warned against what he called the inappropriate medicalization of social problems. He points out that the children in the study did not suffer normal anxieties, like, for example, getting nervous at a big social event or when parents leave the house. These children, says Coyle, suffered anxiety so severe it impaired their ability to take part in the routines of life.
These kids can have extreme distress about leaving their home and will often have great difficulty staying in school. And I've seen kids that have literally stayed home for months, got home teaching, that sort of thing, because they were unable to attend school because of their profound anxiety.
While the children in the study were helped by taking fluvoxamine, some suffered severe gastrointestinal problems and had to stop taking the drug. Because of this side effect, Coyle suggests that for now at least, the first line of defense should be a form of psychotherapy known as cognitive behavior therapy. This highly focused therapy provides children with specific tools to help them cope. Dr. Coyle.
For example, the child may have a fear that they will blurt out something in school that will be embarrassing. And then you can have them think about what the circumstance would be and then how they would control that.
Coyle says cognitive behavior therapy has been found highly effective. What's not known is whether it's more or less effective than medication. Those studies need to be done. What's known from this study, says Coyle, is that when psychotherapy fails, medication may help. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.